not repeat that on the phone. Hello.
You know
this? Hi. It's the Rick Emerson Show. You know, we never did discuss your friend who was so drunk that he consumed a glass of something that cannot be named.
Yeah.
Here's why that had nothing to do with him being drunk.
Well, he was actually a roadie in a band.
What kind of band?
In a punk rock band.
Okay, here's why him drinking that had nothing to do with being drunk. Because no matter how drunk
he's just crazy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It had nothing, the drunkenness is just incidental. No matter how drunk I ever got you, you would never do that.
No, never. No, I actually went on a few dates with him. That was before.
Oh, you kissed that mouth?
No, that was before it.
No, but you know he'd done it in the past.
Okay, that's what I don't want to think about.
What's that I taste? Is that broccoli? All right.
Oh, that's just wrong.
You've been eating spinach again, haven't you? It's 503-733-2970. Let's read some sample emails, shall we? Just to see what the pulse of the people is.
You made a mistake, Scotty.
Rick, out of the hundreds and hundreds of talented intern candidates, did you really pick this guy? Please tell me that he was the best you could have gotten. We're the Special Olympics in town. And then, this is from Rodriguez, who has anointed himself our token Puerto Rican listener, I believe. Because we have Carol, that is not me who has given him that name. I believe he gave himself that name, because we have Carol, Carol anointed herself our official Italian.
Doesn't she have a sounder?
Hey! All right, there you go. That's Carol's end. I believe that Rodriguez has made himself... do we have a sounder for him?
No, don't play the illegal immigrants one.
I wasn't going to do that. Backing away from keyboard slowly. And then he signs it. Rodriguez, out. Okay. Let's see. Scotty should never be allowed to do a top five again or speak. I believe he is too old. You say your listeners have taste. Clearly he was never a listener. Please now go kick him in the junk. Thank you. That is all. Dave. The best part is, the best part is Scotty screaming to me in all caps over the screen. You are biasing the people because you saying things about me on the air. He claims that two people called him during a break and loved the songs, loved the top five. He's holding on to those two forever. Let's see.
This only has 45 calories.
What? Let's welcome now. Wait, hold on. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. Scott Dally from FilmFeverRadio.com. Hello.
I'm making my own sounder. I'm bringing it in next time I'm in.
All right.
Please.
Rick.
Yes?
I brought you gifts for print out.
All right. No, thank you. Okay. This is Scott Dally from FilmFeverRadio.com. I don't have the Miserloo.
What happened to it?
It's one of the many... when we got fired by Entercom...
Right.
Scott Dally was... Scott Dally. I keep getting the two of you confused. Your name is no longer Scott.
Okay.
Or we should... No, you had the name first. We should make Scotty J. change his name to something else, because I'm always getting them confused.
How?
I don't know.
I don't make crappy top five lists. I did bring one in laced with obscenities.
With profanity. Here, play this. It's completely filled with F-bombs. Please play it now. No, Scotty J. We had that soundbite about Bush saying, I had a piece of beef last night. That soundbite. And he's like, oh, did you have it? And I go, no, we lost it. I forgot to save it. And he goes, well, you know, there's probably some great George W. Bush cuts you could be playing where he says things wrong. And it's like I started to tell him this whole story, but when we were at Entercom, we had a whole
soundboard
full of George W. Bush saying things.
Vladimir Putin.
And saying that thing about, we got gynecologists that aren't being allowed to practice their love with the patients. And I tried it, I said, when we got fired, like, it's just one of the many things we didn't bother to bring with us, because I was just too depressed. You know, they're firing you, it's like, I figured we were never going to get another job. I figured we were done, and I'm like, what's the point? What would I ever use these for? And so I just deleted them all. And so it is with the Miserloo. I think I just forgot it, I never brought it over from Entercom. And
that's, you know, it's all right. It's, 3 months?
It's okay.
It's okay, though.
How about this? Tim Riley is a soul god. This is about him talking up the cool in the gang post. Tim should have his own soul review on Friday nights.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic.
Where he plays gold hits for the ladies.
Oh, that's awesome.
Dim the lights, bringing candles via Venus flytrap.
A what? Flytrap? Oh, Venus flytrap.
Come on.
I'm just thinking something else.
So did I.
Venus with a V.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I thought you...
WKRP.
Okay.
Remember you had a little dog?
Because the one,
candles.
I thought you had another word.
No, I understand what you thought. That didn't make any sense. Not what I said.
This email says, Rick, why do I picture that if I go to Clyde's house at any given time anywhere, that Cool and the Gang song will be playing in the background while he's seducing a woman? Let's all picture that. Unbelievable. All right, it's, I was sad. Here's what Scotty has typed on the screen.
He's still on this.
Okay, he's talking about that George Bush soundbite. Here's what he has typed. I was sad about the Bush meat sound thing.
Two words that do not go well together.
I was sad about the Bush meat sound. hello, hello. Who is this?
Hey.
Hi, Chris?
Yeah, this is Boba Fett.
Okay, you are now on the... Only on this program would somebody say that and we're just going to... Okay.
We know who
yes,
it is.
Yes, Boba Fett. Hello, how are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm thinking that Scotty J needs to be disintegrated for saying that the listeners blindly follow you.
That's what I was saying. And that's not good.
It's amazing that he says two callers during the commercial break called in and said that they loved it, but yet they're no longer on the line.
Those callers are like the girlfriend in Canada of radio show callers. That's exactly. No, you wouldn't know her. No, she lives in Estacada. She doesn't ever come to town.
It's his cousin and his mom.
Seriously. This email says, screw Scotty J. Screw him to hell. He turned on us. We'll turn on him. We will burn him.
Yeah, you never hear his peeps calling.
No, but they're legion, apparently. All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. That's Chris. Rick, hearing Tim Riley talk about soul with music in the background is the greatest thing I have ever heard. Tim Riley is my soul-tastic god. How about this one? This is from a black man. No, because look at this sign. Mike, black guy in Portland is how it's signed here.
Okay.
You are my witness.
I see it.
It's not like I'm just...
No, a very big font.
No. Do you ever do this? Do you ever talk? You're talking to somebody about a third person, and the third person is of a different culture, and your brain immediately comes up with that as the first way to identify them.
You know Ted.
He's the black guy. You know, and it's like you don't want to say it, but it's the first thing your brain comes up with. How do I identify Ted? You know, it's what.
Never come across that.
You didn't have. Oh, come on. It happens to you all the time.
Oh yes, it does. My many black friends. It happens all the time.
Do you have many black friends? No, you live in St. Helens.
I live in St. Helens.
And you work
exactly.
In a bank.
Right, this is
no, I just bleep that. No, hold on. Just quiet. I bleep that. I shouldn't even say that.
Let's move forward.
No, I just...
You guys are saying
no,
things...
No, but listen to this.
You're saying things
you
in jest.
I'm saying... No, it's ironic. No, listen to this. Rick, dude... No, but this is Mike, black guy in Portland. Rick, dude, Tim sounded like a cool black man. And then he says, he can come to our next meeting and take minutes if he wants. It's a terrible thing to say. Okay.
Seriously.
It's all very awkward. All right. Let's. Okay. Now I'm getting on the screen. Top five supporter. Loves top five.
Yeah, the top two lines.
All right. We're going to bring in Tim here in a second, and he will do the city desk. Now, we should talk quickly about Pirates of the Caribbean, though.
Yes.
Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Man's Chest.
Dead Man's Chest.
Now, does that open today?
It is.
4,000 screens?
It's huge. Well, it's Disney.
All right.
You know what Disney does.
Yeah,
they
well, no, that.
Saturate everything.
It's true. No, and the biggest opening ever was for Spider-Man, which I think was the only movie that was ever on more screens.
Right.
So you and Aaron both saw this or just Aaron?
Just Aaron. But what the thing with this film is this. One, I fear it's going to fall in the line of The Matrix, because The Matrix was released as a standalone film. It was huge, and they said, oh, we're going to make two more. It's a trilogy all the way around.
Right.
Well, same thing with
Are they
Pirates
filming both at once?
Yes. The third one is already done.
Now, is it... Okay, can I just get an answer to this for the love of all that is holy? Is or is not Keith Richards in the third one?
He is in the third one.
Because
I don't know
it's how that whole in and out, and nobody seems to know.
I don't know if it's a
but
cameo.
But he is in the third one.
He is in the third one. I don't know if it's a cameo or if it's a speaking part. I don't know what it is, but he is in it.
Okay.
But the thing with this film is it ends with as a cliffhanger.
Well, because it's a sequel, though. I mean, it's sort of Back to the Future 2.
Well, yeah, but the thing is. The characters are strong enough to stand on their own. They could do three separate stories.
Right.
You don't have to have a continuation. Exactly.
Okay, now, Empire ended with a cliffhanger, sort of.
Well, sort of, but...
I guess.
That's okay.
You just feel like you're watching a piece of a movie?
Yeah. It just ends.
It just ends. Okay, now, but here's the crucial question, though. Because with Back to the Future 3 and Matrix 3, they released it like 4 months later.
Right.
How long are we waiting for part three
next
of this?
Summer.
Oh, well, see, that's the bogus thing, then. If it's already done,
you got to wait
a
whole
year. It is, to be fair, it is true that I believe it's a sign of, see, like, I can tie this into the West Wing. Because, no, the first season of the West Wing, which in its first five seasons, the West Wing was probably the finest drama on television. But the first season, they ended with a stupid assassination cliffhanger.
Right.
Where the screen goes black and you hear shots and it's like, he's down, he's hit. And you're like, who, what, oh, no! And the thing is, I associate that with shows that are so, they lack confidence and they're insecure. And they're afraid that we're not going to come back for the second season, so they do that to make sure we come back.
Yep.
If the show was so good, I would have come back.
Well, I think you've hit the nail on the head for the second and third Pirates of the Caribbean film. The one thing that I find, and we talk about this on Film Fever, on our podcast at filmfeverradio.com, which will be out today at 5 p.m. The first film, when it was announced it was being made, there's this whole thing about a film based on a theme park ride at Disneyland.
Right,
what's
yeah.
that going to do?
Well, yeah, especially because of the Haunted Mansion thing.
Yeah, exactly. But they cast Johnny Depp. They cast Jeffrey Rush. They cast Orlando Bloom, fresh off the success of Lord of the Rings. And it really does well because they take time to tell a story because they know Pirates of the Caribbean is so beloved. They don't want to ruin it for folks. Well, it did huge. I mean, it was huge, like $300-400 million worldwide. It was a huge film.
Right.
And so they say, okay, we have to make a sequel. We're committed to it now. And so they make two sequels to the film. And the plot just goes out the window.
Yeah.
The writing goes out the window. They know people are going to go see it because Johnny Depp is Jack Sparrow again.
See, and
I think that's an insult to the audience.
Let me ask you this, because Tim and I were kind of not arguing. We have different views on this. Do you feel that Johnny Depp is a bankable star? Can he open a film?
Now, I believe he can now.
See, and
I believe he. Tim claimed awful.
What?
We
should just say.
I'm sorry.
Scott Daly. By the way,
I'm a little parched.
Yes.
Okay, we do. Just making sure.
I'm a little.
We're getting ready to drink this, Scott Daly brought us some Coca-Cola Black. But let me finish this thought.
Yeah, yeah. No,
Joni and Tim. I was talking to Joni about this. She claims that if you look at Johnny Depp's box office, that he has never really been in. That he can't open a film. She was noting in his box office, he hasn't been in a lot of big successes.
He really hasn't.
What about The Legend of Sleepy Hollow? Did that do big?
It did okay.
It's okay. Other than Pirates of the Caribbean, he's never really been in a big... there's Edward Scissorhands.
Right.
But that apart, name a big hit film that Johnny Depp has been in. And you really can't.
You really can't.
Eating Gilbert Grape?
But that's a art film, though. It's a little art movie.
What about Benny and June?
That's not $100 million business.
I could run down, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, Ed Wood, Dead Man.
All of them box office failures.
And all of them fantastic
films, all of them bomb. But I had to agree that he has never really been, except for Pirates, ever really been in a big blockbuster film.
It's true, but now he's a bankable star. Case in point, Terry Gilliam was working on a film called The Man from La Mancha.
Right, I know that.
Horrible story,
and he never got to make it.
Johnny Depp was cast as Sancho Panza.
Right.
The film, it was a disaster making the film.
Right.
There were floods,
there's a whole
locusts.
Documentary about how it never happened.
A whole documentary called Man from La Mancha. And in the documentary, you see a lot of the stuff that Johnny Depp did, which they filmed before the film got pulled. Well, based off the success of The Pirates of the Caribbean, guess who has funding to finish Man from La Mancha?
Oh, really?
I didn't know. Yeah. Solely because of the success of Johnny Depp and Pirates of the Caribbean.
We'll continue this conversation after we drink this Coca-Cola Black. I want to forget about this. Hey,
terrible.
Don't give it away.
No.
People have been waiting all week to hear the resolution of this exciting soda
story.
Maybe
it tastes good.
Hey, Scotty, where was Joe from? Call her Joe, because you brought some in, but Joe, a listener, also brought some in.
Oh, really?
For us as well, Scott.
Okay.
Where was Joe from? Do you know? He says he drove all the way down to give it to you. Not sure. Okay, well, he's from... So, Joe, though...
Thank you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe, thank you.
There's some... Joe lies, blah, blah, blah,
Joe
blah.
Joe lies.
See, no, but there's something...
When he cries.
When he drives.
Girls with names like Ashley.
That'll never be me.
I'm going to do a whole song someday that strings... Okay, can I just tell you this idea on the air? Because now I'll be... No, I'm not even going to say it.
Let's enjoy our Coke Black.
We're always singing parts of songs from Cameron.
Okay, I'm calling this idea... Okay, listen. I'm calling this idea for myself. I am calling this idea for me. You do it, I'll hunt you down and I'll kill you. I'm going to record a song that's strung together bits of fake songs that you never hear in their entirety in films. In other words, like the Joe songs and the I'm Walking Down the Avenue. It's movies where you just hear like a guy strumming in his room like a fake bit of a song. I'm going to do a song that strings all those together into one real song. I'm calling that now.
Can we drink Coke Black now?
All right, so... God damn it. George from Wilson... Oh, wait, hold on. George from Wilsonville.
One big fiesta for illegal aliens and homosexuals.
How can I help you?
I'm waiting. Where's my sound?
I just played it, you...
One big
no,
fiesta
No, you're cutting me out. You jumped my mic here.
Oh, I'm cutting you off?
Yeah, I don't hear...
Oh, that's too bad. It's 503-733-2970. All right, so this Coke Black brought to us by, Joe... And then, and every time I say that,
and
I just hear that, I hear that Donna, Mike, Joe, in the background, in my
we
head.
Totally steal from them all this the time.
Is, this
oh,
is
totally.
Actually,
hello.
This is actually
you, though.
From Film Fever Radio.
Okay, so also,
oh,
also
from our,
Coke Black.
From our expense account.
All right, so I am opening, I am opening this Coke Black right now. All right, listen, I'm cracking the seal. It should be, it, I should know, by the way, I'm a Coke fan, a Coke classic. I don't drink a lot of soda.
See, I'm
but
not.
But when I do... What do you drink? Tell me it's Pepsi.
It is Pepsi.
You Duran Duran listeners are all alike.
I'm damn straight.
All right, no, when I drink a soda, it is typically Coke Classic. I don't even think they sell new Coke anymore. Do they even sell, like...
They sell Coca-Cola.
But, is
but
it
I mean,
classic?
It's Coke Classic, though. Oh, you don't know.
Don't
You're
know.
A baby. You don't know anything.
My grandmother will only...
Oh, thanks. Thanks for that.
No, my grandmother will only drink Classic Coke, and she asks for it by name.
Ask for it by
just
name.
Like, I'd like a Classic Coke. And if they don't
adorable.
Have it, she won't have it.
Would you get me a seltzer? I would enjoy
and a
sarsaparilla.
And a hard candy.
Right. Yes. Could you get me a knee-high beer?
Okay, smell
right,
it.
Okay,
smell it.
Okay, shh. I'm going to smell the Coke Black now. Ooh, no.
It smells like...
Don't say something I have to bleep.
No. You've already bleeped yourself today. I'm good. All right.
Okay, let's take a sip.
All right, we're all going at once.
Ready?
And don't fake it.
I'm not
going to
fake it.
All right, ready? One, two, three.
It's okay.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I need another sip.
It's very strange. There's like...
It's very sweet.
Weird flavors going on.
Tastes like I'm going to have bad breath afterwards.
Oh, that is very...
Bad aftertaste.
Scotty says it tastes like cream soda. A little bit.
Kinda.
That coffee thing just isn't working.
You know what it is?
I don't think
it's not straight coffee. I think it's coffee with cream.
Ew.
Oh, that's true. It's like when you get iced tea, and sometimes they'll screw me. I'll go to the restaurant or the store, and they'll give me iced tea, but it's like sweetened iced tea.
Ugh.
And there's nothing worse than that.
That's the worst. Ugh. Is it carbonated? I can't even tell.
No,
I don't know.
It's like flat.
Let's get
Bryn,
how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm great, thanks.
Here on the Rick Emerson Show, how can I help you?
Yeah, that black stuff, it's very strange. If you drink it again another day, you might find you have a totally different opinion of it. Like one day it tastes okay, one day it tastes really bad.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Does it have more caffeine than regular Coke?
I don't know about that, but I did find a good use for it.
Which is what?
Well, you take a double old fashioned, put a few ice cubes in it, about 3 ounces of bourbon, and just a dash of that stuff on top.
Sarah.
Just
I'm
a big bourbon fan.
You know what, can we pass a rule from now on that whenever they sell a beverage like this, they got to tell me how much caffeine is in it? Because that's the whole thing with a drink like this is you're drinking it a lot for the caffeine.
And yeah, I think you got to write your congressman for that one. You know, labeling laws.
Bitches. All right.
And it's interesting how they say a carbonated fusion beverage, but. With
fusion is just code for like we put some crap and mix
it
in a bottle.
It tastes carbonated.
No, I don't think it's carbonated at all. All right, thank you, Bryn.
You're welcome. Thanks.
There you go.
It's got aspartame. Great.
Yeah, and the second ingredient is high fructose corn syrup. Great.
All right. Well, hey, that was interesting.
The inside of my mouth tastes like dirt.
I told you it tastes
it's
like
kind of coated.
Nobody's
gonna
want to hang out with us.
Oh yeah, I can see. So there's a funk on my breath.
Mm-hmm.
I can already. Now, Tim Savage has to use that microphone tomorrow. Oh, by the way, Storm, we've heard this now. Storm is incredibly busy. We will probably touch her on Monday.
Excellent.
So I hate to guarantee the thing that's not going to happen. That doesn't count. I did not say that at the
you
top of the show.
You shouldn't have drawn attention to us. Yes, you did.
I didn't say it at the top of the
that
show.
That doesn't count. That
it
was
doesn't. I didn't tease that at the top of the show. You harpy. No point.
Oh, stop.
How about this? About Scotty's peeps. Scotty's peeps are unusually loyal, but they're tiny and just not growing, so we're going to have to cancel him. If you'd like to send coffee cups, go ahead. All right, there you go. Let's see. How about this? You perked my curiosity when you said that Sarah drank the same thing Ozzy did. Please tell on the air. No, he's misconstrued. He's talking about you kissing the guy that drank that hot, that horrible fluid. Which we cannot discuss.
That was long after.
But he'd done it in the past.
No, he didn't.
Uh-huh. He probably had done it earlier that night, is it?
Don't, Rick.
Kind of aperitif.
I can't even imagine what beverage you can and talk about on the air.
It's just... He drank a liquid that can't be named.
I'm sure it's...
How about this? This email says, you've finally driven Scotty over the edge. Good job. I didn't think you'd be able to do it. How about the... Ooh. McRib is back. This is from our good friend Byron Beck. And it's, now listen. Now for Byron to send us a picture of this, you know that it has to be good. Byron Beck at the... Oh, no, it's to Byron Beck. I'm sorry. It's from Brad at Brad the Car Guy. But Byron and I are among the recipients. Listen to this email. In case you haven't seen a hot tub picture of the group with Storm in front, here you go.
That's a nice picture.
I'll be posting that. Let me open it right now. I'm just looking at the thumbnail. Oh, we should be doing some news here.
Oh, yeah.
Tim Riley, would you like to come in and do a little bit of news with us?
Tim Riley, please.
Should I call him? Should I send out his...
Do you have a signal? Yeah, play the signal, the sound effect. I feel bad, like the fourth day in a row we've done... Hello!
It's a nice picture, huh?
Oh, my God! Oh, good Lord Almighty. Yeah, they know where their bread's buttered. Are you looking at this picture, Sarah?
Yes, I saw it.
Did you look at the full-on enlarged version?
Yes, it is very enlarged.
Oh, yes, it is. Storm enlarged. That's a dumb joke. It didn't make any sense.
Yeah, that was just
No,
creepy.
But here's the thing. I said from the get-go that 22-year-old chick from the South was hot. Mm-hmm. And I stand by that assessment. She's right next to Storm in the hot tub, too. Just close enough that they could make out without
Storm
any trouble.
Storm has her hand on her arm.
Oh, and
you
Storm
see
that? Is touching her.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet she's Storm's type, too. He's everybody's type.
So now we know what they're doing in the mansion.
Oh,
they're
man.
Too busy to make a call to Rick Emerson.
Oh, I wouldn't be calling this show. If I was next to that girl in the hot tub, look, it's not the Storm isn't beautiful, but I feel like we can't, I feel about Storm the way I feel about Sarah. We have a warm sibling-like relationship.
They're the only two in the hot tub.
No, it's, yeah.
Tim's right. Yeah.
The other two are just sitting around. Oh, man.
Everybody else is.
We can't talk about this because the audience will kill us for not posting it. I'll post it during the break.
You better post it.
Sarah, can you post it?
Yeah, I'll post it.
Okay, because everybody else is just around the hot tub. Sarah and that girl and they, Sarah. Freudian slip. Storm and that girl, what's she got right here? Storm and that girl are in matching bikinis, and they are in the hot tub together, and Storm has her hand is sort of wrapped around the girl's arm. Boy, that girl, I gotta close this. It's all kinds of distracting. Okay. Well, all right then. Here's Tim Riley at the City Desk.
Well, hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, I can make it.
Okay, stop. We have to stop that now.
We have to talk about Joe Lieberman here.
Oh, yeah. All right.
We must.
Let's go.
Well, apparently he's facing off against his Democratic primary challenger, Ned Lamond, in that campaign's only debate. And let's see. Oh, Lieberman said Lamont is nothing but a millionaire who's using his wealth as a public relations weapon to skew the truth.
Ned Lamont seems just to be running against me based on my stand on one issue,
Zoidberg.
Iraq. And he is distorting who I am and what I have done.
No one could just... How could we distort what Joe Lieberman is and what he has done since no one knows? Somebody give me interesting facts about what Joe Lieberman has done in his career. Go. There you go. Thank you.
He's Jewish.
Well, that's it.
I just all I know. He never votes.
That's Scott Daly who said that, by the way. No, Scott Daly.
No, you have many friends that are Jewish.
I'm sure that you. No, I'm.
Not at all. I'm just saying that's the only thing I know about Joe Lieberman.
This is exactly what I was talking about earlier when you go to describe somebody. You know, Ted. No, you know, the black guy. No. And you don't. What did you just. Name something about Joe Lieberman. Scott Daly. Well, he's Jewish. There you go.
Okay.
You can never say that hasn't happened to you.
All right.
Sons of bitches. That picture of Storm and that girl in the hot tub is the hottest thing I've ever seen.
Okay, it's posted.
Oh, it's at sarahxdillon.com?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's, yeah. All right, here's us.
Meanwhile, okay. Lieberman once again points out that Lamont is a millionaire.
But really, the point is, who is he? And that's what, he's taken so many different positions in his campaign, different from what he took before, that I think we really don't know who this man is.
Okay. Who?
Joe Lieberman.
No, I mean, no. I don't even know the other guy. I'm not even listening.
The fellow who's running against him, his name is Ned Lamont.
Okay. I'm not even listening because of this.
His name is Ned.
I'm not even listening because of this email I just got.
I understand.
No, you don't understand. I'm reading this email right now. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if I should read this on the air. Oh, I am so torn about whether to read this email on the air.
What's it about?
It's so difficult. All right.
Oh.
This is good for a whole week or two of material.
And of course, it's a 2:45 on a Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that's a shit.
Oh, I don't even know if I want to read that on the air.
Why don't you just bleep out the name? I'll read it.
That seems. Let's wait. Let's wait. Are you reading this?
That is not cool. That's not cool.
Are you kidding me? I realize everybody's on the outside, and I don't mean to make you feel that way. But you all just read this here in the studio.
Well, we need to take a break anyway, so why don't we take a break now?
I can't believe that.
Let's discuss it.
Unbelievable. This was ironic just now.
Sorry, Tim.
I'm sorry. That's all right. So we brought Tim in. We're finally going to do some news, and then, oh, goodbye.
Well, there's always next week.
There'll always be news.
You know what? If we weren't both so antisocial, I'd hug.
Don't you?
Would make you feel better. That's what I'm saying. If
I don't like being touched.
He really doesn't.
Well, neither do I. Neither does Storm.
Okay, so let's keep our distance as we have for the past 5 years. I stand here.
I'm saying that if we were not both so antisocial, we'll mentally hug.
Okay, this is getting awkward. Let's go.
I think I'm going to leave the room before any misunderstandings develop.
We all have our bubbles.
As Greg Niedermeyer says in Animal House, let's end this now. Back after this. Come on and dance. We now enter the saddest part of the broadcast and the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Todd the Corpse says, Rick, I realize that whatever the mystery email says, as Sarah's saying, is not cool, but what's even notter cool is you guys going on and on about how unbelievable something is and they're not telling us. Read it or don't read it. Just don't go on about it if we're never going to know. Sorry about the anger. I wanted to hear Storm today. I'm a little bit bitter. We just heard from Storm, and this was not intentional, but she just got behind. She's doing a TV show. She says she loves us, and that's all y'all. She says she loves Portland, loves you guys. But we'll talk to her on Monday. She will be. So I apologize, but that is just out of our control. So we just heard from her. There's no time to talk to her now. We will be talking to Storm Monday, I don't know, around 1 o'clock or so. All right. Well, should I read this?
Yes.
All right. This is from.
Are you gonna read? Are you gonna edit it? Or are you not?
No. There's no point. I'm just gonna read this off the page. This is from Kristen Accounting. Kristen Accounting said, "And we have. You've heard that thing we play at the top of the show. Do we have that?
Which thing? Oh
you
yeah.
Know, we've heard this. We have this little show opener that we play here. This is what leads into our program every day.
Hang on.
No, that's fine. You've heard this.
Attention FM DJs in the greater Portland area. Your daily show prep begins now.
I'm just going to read this email from Kristen in accounting. Do Court and Fatboy realize that they steal your show every day? Yesterday, that would be Thursday, they were talking about a contest for the listener who has the most sex offenders in their neighborhood. Then they noted that they were, quote, trying to be relatable. End quote. Don't feel bad about copying Don and Mike. At least they aren't in Portland. All right. There you go. And also, by the way, because anytime I have ever even inadvertently done that, we are sure to, in a guilt-ridden way, note it.
Mm-hmm.
Repeatedly.
You give props.
Yes, I do.
Corn Fat Boy, you guys don't need us.
And
you guys have an FM show. We're just a little piddly AM station.
Oh, no. It's...
Please, leave us alone. Let us have our bits. Seriously,
at least
you guys,
leave me my dreams.
You guys are cool. Do your own thing. You've been doing it for a while now.
All right.
Bye-bye.
By the way, I should know that's not the first email ever. I got one last week that I didn't read. Out of a sense
of... It's all awkward.
Fraternal decorum. So there you go. Let's all... Just wanted to end the Friday with a feeling of like, you know... Oh, there you go.
Aaron just texted me and has said, how original. Maybe they should write songs with fake lyrics, too.
Oh, very exciting.
Yeah, so...
All right. Well, here, how long do we have? A couple minutes?
Yeah.
All right. So, filmfeverradio.com.
Yes,
so
sir.
You guys give Pirates of the Caribbean kind of a...
Kind of an eh.
All right.
And we also do a news segment, and we have a brand new director of the month this month.
All right.
So very exciting. FilmFeverRadio.com, and we'll have a new show. Our new show should be up by 5 p.m. today.
All right. So we've got that.
So who's the director of the month, or do you have to find out?
You have to listen. That's a guarantee.
Okay.
Yeah, you have to listen. All right.
I could give it a hint, but it'd be too easy. So
let's
see. Listen, Sarah Dillon.
Okay.
So what else? So we Monday we will talk to Storm Large. Storm Large will be calling in. Right? She called today, but there's no time. We just do it at the end of the show. So Monday we will be talking to Storm Large. What else is happening? There was something big happening next week, too, that I wanted to announce. There's a text message. I wonder who that could be. That's something awkward, I bet. Maybe it's from Laura Caviezel. Dear Sarah, I will kill you.
Oh, it's from Kristen. She said, I thought you guys knew that they steal from you daily.
I would...
You want to dump that?
It's going to be the... No. Okay. Just let it go. Gonna be the best weekend ever!
Dump buttons.
Hey, we've got eight or nine bottles of Coca-Cola Black. Maybe we can just drop it off for you. I could just get a transcript. We'll just print the show out, give it to you.
Oh, there's that awesome Live Journal site that has the transcript.
Oh, yeah. Go to rickemerson.com. We've linked to I think it's a woman, a man.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Whoever
somebody
is, awesome.
who provides a list every day of exactly what we've done.
And not done.
And not done and not gotten to.
It is great.
Every day there's things I haven't gotten to. Maybe you could just use those. All right. Are we ending? Are we done?
In another minute. Did I take out too much time?
No, it's fine. All right. I just have no real way to. So we'll just play Glenn Frey here.
Oh,
there you go.
What about the Starbucks song?
Yeah. Oh, wait.
No.
Thank you, Sarah.
Dylan.
All right. Thank you.
It's been a while.
And things on it up.
We built this Starbucks on high end, so built this Starbucks.
What is that? What is that Eddie Izzard thing?
You built this
I was left to finish with a bit of a. Hey, the Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sierra X Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. Scott Daly here from FieldFleaverRadio.com. We would have seen a radio correspondent, Gary Baumgartner, Jim Roop. In the news,
say you won't slow down.
That's right. At the City Desk, it's Tim Riley and Scotty J, so much more than an intern.
Say you don't know how we
Come.
Grew.
Coming up next week, we'll do news that hurts. I never got to this thing. Speaking of sex offenders, I never got to this thing about. Oh, okay, that is a tease. We'll talk about that Monday. If I started now, there's going to be no fun. Like us next, Donna Mike at 7.